After Election Day in Turkey, no winner in sight. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It was Election Day in Turkey yesterday, but today there is no winner. No candidate got the necessary 50% of the vote. And so there will be a runoff. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will face off again with opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in just under 2 weeks. Meanwhile, ordinary Turks are continuing to suffer through a cost of living crisis. Reporter Victoria Craig is in the Turkish capital, Ankara. Hi, Victoria.
Morning, Sabri.
So what was the biggest issue for voters? Was it the economy, something else?
Well, polls showed that by far the most important thing to people here was the economy. And as we've talked many times on this show, food prices have become unaffordable for so many people. Fresh meat, now even fresh vegetables, are off the regular menu for many households. I spoke to one woman just before she went in to vote yesterday, and she was putting all of her hope, she said, on the opposition.
We want to live in a peaceful, modern country with good economic stability. We want our young people, our kids, to be happy. We don't want them to run away to other countries. If these things happen, the country will change.
So, Sabri, a reference there from her to the trend of young people leaving Turkey for better economic prospects abroad. That's something that both sides have pledged to try to do something about.
Yeah, with such an economically dire situation, how do the current president and the opposition sort of differentiate themselves when it comes to fixing the economy?
That's a good question. Quite a bit. The opposition was promising a return to more normal economic policy because over the last few years, we've seen President Erdogan put really heavy pressure on the central bank not to raise interest rates to combat rising prices. And the opposition said it had been courting international investors who have fled this country as the economic crisis has deepened over the last couple of years. They have a really big mountain to climb to try to reverse the country's sharp decline in inflation that topped out at 85.5% last fall. I think, though, the big unknown is that if President Erdogan does take the helm of this country for the next 5 years, we don't know what he's going to do.
You mentioned the opposition had been looking to lure international investors back to the country. So what then is the mood among international investors? What's the mood among financial markets today in reaction to these results?
The Turkish stock benchmark fell about 3% at the start of trade today, and the lira currency has also shed a bit more ground. The cost of insuring against a default on Turkish debt has also risen markedly this morning. It's interesting because closely watched polls on Friday, before we entered a quiet period here in Turkey, were predicting the opposition had a very slim advantage on election day. So the fact that it's now going into a second round has become a source of uncertainty and concern for investors.
Victoria Craig, reporting from Turkey. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, Sabri. Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Money is one of the big causes of stress in life, and yet we aren't usually officially taught a lot about how to manage it. Well, here at Marketplace, we've got something that might help with that. It's a brand new show called Financially Inclined. Every week, the show breaks down the money basics, the things we should have been taught, how credit cards really work, for example. Yanely Espinal is the host of Financially Inclined. She's an advocate for financial literacy and an educator. She spoke with Marketplace's David Brancaccio.
You came about your money journeys after some tough lessons. Tell me about you and why you have passion for this.
Yeah. So I actually paid off $20,000 of credit card debt in my 20s. I got into quite a bit of a mess with money because, you know, I really just didn't have very much guidance. I grew up in a family where we didn't really talk about money like at all, ever. And my parents were cash only in the household. Both of them immigrated to New York from the Dominican Republic. And so they just were sort of trying to figure out a whole new system and navigate being in a new country. And so I learned it on my own, really through the school of hard knocks. And, you know, I kind of became obsessed with personal finance in my 20s once I picked up a book and just started kind of learning, how can I get myself out of the situation that I got myself into?
And not to pick at something unpleasant, but tell me more about how you came into that credit card that ended up with 20K on it.
My freshman year in college, I got my first credit card and I needed it for school at first. So I started to buy things like my textbooks and a laptop. But then it just became so easy. And so I started to use my credit card to buy pretty much everything that I like needed and that I wanted. And, you know, it kind of became an excuse for me to be more social and to do more of the things that I felt like I couldn't really do growing up because we didn't have the means in my family. You know, the biggest mistake I think I made, which is why it got so high, was because I would only send the minimum payment every month. So I never really looked at that total balance or how much, you know, interest was accruing. So I think for me, if I had known better about like how interest was accruing and how the fees can really compound, then I probably would have addressed my repayment differently. And that's why, I mean, a show like Financially Inclined is just so important because it puts financial topics on your radar way before you're actually going to go make big decisions in your life.
Yeah. And because here's the thing, right? You can find lots of information about this, but some of the information is just extreme.
Yeah. And you're right. There's so many extreme views and oftentimes contradictory to the point where like young students are getting confused. Like, oh, I saw this online, but then I saw this other thing that said the complete opposite and things that are judgmental. And so I think this content is going to be refreshing because it's not judgmental and it's really just coming from a place of curiosity. Like, hey, let's sit around and have conversations that are unbiased. And that way you feel empowered to make choices that are best for you.
All right. Yanely Espinel is host of Marketplace's new on-demand series called Financially Inclined. It's out now. You can watch on YouTube if you like, or you can pull it free from wherever you get your podcasts. Yanely, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio speaking with Yanely Espinel. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.